I'm Sina.
I'm Danielle.
We want to focus on television and movies in particular.
Yes. Disclaimer that we are in no way film experts. A deep, like, dive. Be quiet!
Whoa.
I'm yelling.
Back me up on this one.
Hey, you're listening to
Two Girls Watch TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Girls Watch TV. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sina. Honestly, Danielle and I just talked for like an hour before we got on this call.
We haven't spoken to each other in a really long time.
I feel like it has been. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. So we had to catch up on a lot of things.
Because March was absolutely insane.
It was.
I'm thrilled it's over. We just have those months where you're like, I am looking forward to this month, but I'm also looking forward to this month to be over.
You know what it feels like? And I thought of this the other day, and it's so ridiculous that my brain considered this. You know when you have so many things on your calendar? Mm-hmm. It feels like you're playing a level of Super Mario, like on your Game Boy. And it's like, you know, you got to like hit all your points. You got to like hit the mushrooms. You got to get the stars. You know, you got to like doop, boop. Like you got to go in with like a strategy and like you got to hit the flag and get the things and all. That's what it feels like to me. Like when you have a really, really busy month like that. And I hear the background music in the back of my brain while I'm doing it. Do, 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 do. And I'm doing a horrible job. singing it. But you guys know what the background music of Mario is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me.
So you just feel like you're in a video game.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting.
I've laid a bunch of traps, or I haven't laid a bunch of I've laid a bunch of plans. It's like me walking around the map. I got to go to all the things, win all the levels, and then I'm done with that month, and then I go on to the next island.
Oh my gosh.
There's a couple Bowser's castles that I got to get through.
Oh my, every month is like this for you? Every month is a different island?
Not every month, but like sometimes months can be very busy.
Okay. Yeah. But not every month.
Not every month.
Because holy cow. No. That's actually, I shouldn't say that because there was definitely a period of my life where every month was like an island and it was grad school.
Yeah, that was an intense time for you.
I am very happy to not go back to that situation of my life again.
Let's not revisit it.
You what?
Let's not revisit it.
Oh, no, we don't have to. I was just going to say the classic, every time we do revisit it, the classic thing that we think of was my 24th birthday where you and I got frozen yogurt because I didn't realize that I may or may not have a totally suggestive but not legitimate dairy intolerance. And we sat at my dining room table and I was just crying.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what your 24th birthday is for. Tears.
Says who? Says who? Says who?
There's something great about a good cry.
Not on your birthday.
Yeah, it's your party, so you can cry if you want to.
That was the theme. I came to the party, and that was the theme. Well, basically, I don't really have a transition, but let me pull one. Hold on. I got a back pocket in these leggings. Let me see what I got back here. Lots of tears were shed in this movie that we're about to watch. And unlike the two of us, this is a person who has absolutely incredible persistence and time, but more importantly, time management skills to levels that I don't even know if I will ever conquer. And today we're going to talk about NIAID. And I'm just going to say this right now, because you and I talked a little bit about this movie before we got on this call. Everyone shut up and go watch this movie, because this movie was highly underrated and it was so good.
I agree. Okay, listeners, I don't know if you guys...
Friends. Call them by their names.
What? Franz? Oh,
Friends.
Excuse me. Names. I will call you by your government name, Franz. I don't know if you guys listen to us, you guys watch, the girls are watching The Thing, so I'm going to watch The Thing, and then I'm going to listen to them talk about it. Or if it's like, hey, you know, I watched this thing and I heard you talk about it. I don't know if we're influencing you guys to watch the things.
If we are, we've ruined everything.
We are. But also, like, if you guys are influenced to watch anything, I hope it is influenced to watch this. Because I agree with Christina. It was incredibly underrated. No one's talking about it. No one's... people that I feel like I see in my everyday life, like, oh my God, you need to watch this. They've never heard of it. I'm like, guys, if you have a Netflix subscription, which everyone does, it's 2024, you should watch this.
Wait. I did the old thing. Do you remember this thing?
What thing? No one, your nose tappies?
Yeah, that's why. It's perfect for audio content. Do you remember when we first started recording and we would constantly interrupt each other?
I mean, I feel like I would just interrupt you.
I took out the post-it notes and I was like, if we have something to say, let's point to our nose. You don't remember that?
Vaguely.
I have my students doing that now in the podcasting class because they're all interrupting each other. So they practice talking about things in class and they're all going like this because they want to say something next. And I just caught myself doing it. Wait till you hear the review that I picked.
Oh. Based
on the content of what you've just said. You want to get angry? You're gonna.
Oh, fun. Fun. We love when we get angry.
And friends can't see this, but I got real close to the camera to tell Danielle this because I for dramatic effect.
She leaned in. She leaned in to tell me this. You want to hear some bullshit? Wait till the review.
Serving it up fresh daily.
Oh my goodness.
So you can. The good news is you can watch Naiad on Netflix. It is a Netflix original film.
It is. So at the Academy Awards, Annette Bening was nominated for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role, and Jodie Foster was nominated for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role. At the Golden Globes, Annette Bening was nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, and Jodie Foster was nominated for Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role in any motion picture.
I mean... it's hard because The Holdovers was so good and Divine Joy Rudolph won, but Jodie Foster was so...
She was really good.
Oh, my God.
She was really good.
I can't not think about this movie and also, like, smile, but then also, like, want to, like, jump over hurdles and, like, tackle things because this movie just got me revved up.
So I've been... in no particular order, categorizing, like, the upper echelon of movies, new movies specifically, that I've watched this year. And in my mind, again, in no particular order, Holdovers, Past Lives, Naiad. Those are top three movies for me this year.
Yeah, but that's a good start to the year, I think. Did we do The Holdovers this year?
Yeah. It was like,
oh my God.
It was like
this year. It's only April. It feels so long. This year now feels like last year.
Maybe it was like December.
I want to say it was.
Okay.
Because I think it was like one of our holiday things.
It was like January 1st. We'll say it was this year. Whatever.
Okay.
Humor me.
I will.
My Christmas tree was still up, but I'm pretty sure it was January.
I finally took mine down. A week before Easter, I took my Christmas tree down. I did it.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Nick that and rub it in his face. Oh, boy.
Anyway, the story of Diana Naiad and her journey out of retirement to tackle her dream of swimming from Cuba to Florida. I originally thought it was Florida. Florida.
Florida.
I almost said Uba instead of Cuba.
Are you okay?
No, I think I need a vitamin.
You think you need a vitamin?
I think a vitamin would help.
Kind of vitamin?
B12, maybe. My grandmother used to get all jazzed up every time she get her B12 shot. So maybe I need to get juiced up with B12. I don't know.
Not to back us up, but The Holdovers came out January 12th.
Did it really? Okay, so it was this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was this year.
This year has been so long that this year now feels like last year.
It does. January was December.
The Holdovers came out. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Our episode of The Holdovers came out January 12th.
Oh. But The Holdovers came out last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did it this. Would not have qualified for the Globes. It would have been too late.
There are moments. I hope you don't get offended by what I'm about to say. But there are moments when you say something and I see your future and I'm like, that is what she's going to be like as a grandmother. And that was one of the moments. So it wouldn't have qualified for the Globes.
It wouldn't have.
Yes, it did qualify for the Golden Globes.
I know, because it came out earlier.
Yeah.
I know, but you confused me.
I'm
you
said, sorry.
January 12th. And I was like, The Holdovers didn't come out January 12th. That's impossible.
Our episode of The Holdovers of our podcast, our review, came out January 12th.
This year feels like last year is the moral of the story.
So we probably watched The Holdovers in January.
AKA last year.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've recorded, so we're just baking off the rust here, right? Everybody buckle up. I'm trying to say that, back to my fucking synopsis summary.
Oh, right. Sorry. Did I interrupt you? I didn't touch my nose.
That's okay. I was Cuba to Florida, and I thought it was from Florida to Cuba, but I think she starts in Cuba.
Oh, you thought it was a reverse?
Yeah.
Name down, flip it, and reverse it?
Yes. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought she was going from Florida to Cuba, but it's the other way.
It's the other way.
That's all of that just to say that.
That was the point.
That was my goal. That little tiny fragment of this podcast.
You took the long way.
The long way. Danielle, we're still driving.
So let's get into our characters. Our main character is marathon swimmer Diana Nyad, played by Annette Bening.
What?
Shocking. Water nymph. Her best friend and coach is Bonnie, played by Jodie Foster. And then I could have gone into all the other actors. I felt like a lot of them were kind of insignificant. So the only one that I talked about was navigator John Bartlett, played by Reese Iffins. Iffins. Okay, so after four failed attempts, read it here, four. Christina and I are both holding up four fingers.
Four.
Four failed attempts. Her throat closing up from an allergic reaction, a horrendous jellyfish sting, severe weather. Diana is ready to make her fifth attempt to swim to Florida from Cuba. However, she pushed her entire team away from her, including Bonnie, by being a little too intense and taking them all for granted. I don't know why I'm talking like
that. A little too.
I'm going to be busy, busy, busy.
Oh, my God. I love it.
But taking them all for granted. She realizes that she cannot do it without them and makes amends. And begins her fifth attempt. With the exception of a shark scare, which is chump change for this woman, everything goes by without a hitch. She gets the farthest she has ever gone and has Florida in her eyesight. Is there anything else you want me to say in this moment?
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay.
So once she reaches land, there's one thing that needs to happen. Technically two. Both ankles need to be completely out of the water. Bonnie coaches Diana out of the water. Everyone cheers. Diana and Bonnie hug. More cheers, more hugs. Then Diana gives one of her shortest speeches from the entire movie. I just want to say three things. One, never, ever give up. Two, you're never too old to chase your dreams. And three, it looks like a solitary sport, but it takes a team. More hugs, more cheers. We zoom out of the island. And then as the credits roll, we see realistic clips of the real Diana and Bonnie.
Oh my goodness, I did not get a review for this. Okay, so you say IMDb first.
Okay, so IMDb was a 7.1 out of 10. On Metacritic, the Metascore was a 63 and the user score was a 6.9. My review is actually not from IMDb. It's from Metacritic. And I believe it's a user review. And it's going to upset us. Okay. Because I thought that these, I'm going to be honest with you, I love a comeback story. I love a sports movie. You know this about me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if our listeners do. I don't know if you do, friends, but I don't know if it's because I've been playing sports like my whole life. I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. This movie, I'm just going to say it, I think it's better than King Richard, which is the last probable sports movie that we did on this podcast. Like, that's how good I think this movie is, right? And so when I see ratings like low sixes and low sevens, I can't help but wonder why. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's so much happening here. There's so much, like, there's like such a big, a decent sized time span for a movie, mm-hmm. right? We are able to clearly see highs and lows, character arcs. There's a lot of this that's captured. And I'm going to share a link with you if we could put it in the description.
Yeah.
Of Annette Bening, Jodie Foster, Diana Nyad, and Bonnie Stoll talking about Nyad. And I'll like mention that a little bit later in like highs and lows and how I thought that clip was helpful. Mm-hmm. But it is like, it is pretty realistic, yeah. like down to the suit that she was wearing, down to how her face swelled. And so I was wondering like, why are people giving it this like lowish type of review? So this is actually a little bit lower and it's a 4 out of 10. Nice water, special effects, but poor plot. A jumble of themes thrown together to see what effect it has. Okay, never give up, need a team, blah, blah, blah. But why this obsession with something basically useless? Okay, everyone has their own personal battle. Who cares about this kind of battle? You? Okay, I'm actually trying to break the soup blower record. And most likely the answer should be, who cares? I want to see this person attempt to swim. And I don't want this person to get stung by a jellyfish, right? I just want this person to come in contact, because I don't like to wish ill on people.
No.
But I would love for this person to just come in contact, not literally, but just see a man of war. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Which I had to Google. I had to Google.
It's fucking huge. They're huge. I didn't realize how big they were.
I am stunned, speechless by your review.
My jaw hit the floor. My jaw dropped, Dan. I was like, I knew that like we were living in a society where like, oh, I can't relate to it, so I don't like it. I get that. But this, like, I understand. Like, not everybody, if things aren't relatable like directly to you.
Yeah.
This isn't me. This isn't you and I.
No, no.
Friends probably isn't most of you either. But there are some people, and I can understand, especially if you're like doing something that you don't normally do. Like if you like to watch TV and you're like exploring movies, right? And you're like, this doesn't really relate to me. I don't really want to sit here and watch it for 3 hours and 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna get into this new thing, it should relate to me so that I have a reason to kind of want to watch it. Or like people new into podcasts, whatever. Like that makes sense to me. But this takes that logic, breaks it in half, smashes it into pieces, AKA it's not logic anymore, and just like it's on acid. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like I don't understand how somebody could be so fucking selfish.
Yeah,
like this is the first review I found. Like you've tried to find things to make me aggravated. This is the first review I found. This, I'm getting agita. I feel it. I have agita right now.
Christina said, I don't need you to find things to make me angry. I can find them in my own time.
That's basically what I did.
I mean, it's shocking how little to no empathy this person has. The fact that you just sat there and said, I can understand X, meaning like...
Thank you.
Maybe we are just
too... I'm recording my podcast.
Are we just too empathetic?
No.
Do we care too much?
Yes. We're like that episode of New Girl. Do you remember that episode of New Girl where Schmidt and I almost called her Zoe. The hell's her name in the show?
Jessica. Jess Day.
Yeah. Jess and Schmidt are in the car, and he's like, what do you do going around all day caring about people's feelings? And she's like, yeah. He's like, how do you get anything done? She goes, it's really hard.
It is indeed really hard. But it is shocking that I don't even want to comment on that person's, because I disagree.
I hesitated to use this review because I didn't want this person to like have, that's why I'm purposefully not saying anything about this person's, usually we say like the name of the user, I will not, because I don't want to give this person like any publicity. I just want to be like, this is probably the most selfish review I've ever read in my entire life.
Yeah. Goodbye.
And we've been doing, this is over 200 episodes of this podcast.
We firmly reject.
Yeah.
We rebuke in the name of the Lord, Jesus Savior. Jesus. That is a quote from Heather McMahon. I apologize. I did not come up with that on my own. I just listened to a lot of Heather McMahon. We firmly reject his review. Review.
I wanted to find something that really pumped up this movie, but I saw this and couldn't help but think that it would be great content for our podcast, so maybe I was a little selfish, but two, like, this is a I'm speechless again.
All right, I'm gonna,
did I give you enough time, by the way?
What do you mean? to find a review. Yeah. So Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave this 85% and the audience gave it an 87%. I read the first sentence of this while Christina was starting her thing. So we're going to finish this review together because the first sentence tickled me. This is 4 out of 5 stars and it was written, today is April 4th when we recorded this. This was written on April 1st, so Monday. Sometimes you come across a life-changing event by pure coincidence. The last few squares of a toilet paper roll. A restaurant.
Oh.
And I'm already dying laughing.
People have no idea what this woman did. These people have not a blues fucking clue.
No, this is good. This is good. It was just really funny. Okay, sometimes you crumb a... Let me start again.
Yeah, please.
Remember, it's a 4 out of 5 star review.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes you come across a life-changing event by pure coincidence. The last few squares of a toilet paper roll. A restaurant, a song, a new friend. In this case, a movie based on a life story that punches the viewer in the gut to wake us up and challenges the sleeping giant. The movie is about Diana Nyad, a 64-year-old marathon swimmer that awakens to a self-induced demand of swimming from Cuba to Florida. One might think this was a bar joke that you never heard before, but the fact that it is based on a true story made my mind spin and wonder why I haven't heard about this before. I have heard about the great Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs match, the Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier, and the Andy Kaufman versus Jerry the King Lawler, but never this extraordinary feat. Annette Bening is scary great in her role as Nyad, so much so that I forgot that it was her throughout most of the movie. Jodie Foster plays off Bening like waves hitting the boat at full speed, and the unexpected tenacity of even wanting to attempt a swim... The unexpected tenacity of even wanting to attempt of swimming across the across from Cuba to Florida, that kind of doesn't make sense, makes me want to drown in even thinking about it. The storyline plays out like an adult version of a Disney underdog movie, but with a rated R for sheer radical. The failed attempt and the life lessons play out like a yellow brick road that leads the viewer to the island of self-discovery. One can't help but be gripped by fear, amazement, and shame for giving up on the simple challenges that life washes upon our feet. You will not be able to unsee the sheer delusional madness and calculated focus to a triumph existence. Nyad leaves us with just one question. What are we going to do with this one crazy, beautiful life? Nyad is almost too good to be true. Do you feel vindicated?
But why was it only a 4 out of 5 then? You know what I mean? Like, that's such a beautiful review. Mine sans toilet paper. But it's a really good review.
Toilet paper comment got me. Oh, man. Oh.
I agree. This was very moving. I replayed the ending so that I could write that bit because I watched this when I was, like, in my flu season. I was a little floozy at the time. But, like, because I had the flu.
I was disgustingly hungover watching this, so we were both a little under
you the... and I were in no position to make the swim, is what I'm hearing.
Honestly, we were probably in the best position to watch this movie.
I said, but we were in no position to make that swim.
Oh, absolutely not. No. I could be the healthiest I've ever been in my life. I don't think that I would ever be able to make that swim.
But so, it was just like, I don't know. I was watching the end of it again so that I could finish my notes, and I was, like, starting to tear up a little bit.
Oh, I absolutely cried watching this movie. Let's get into our highs and lows. The first high that I had to write was Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, maybe the best song of all time, and the whole soundtrack is incredible.
It is. Oh, okay. I don't know. Don't quote me on this. I watched a lot of clips on this. I don't think I have the clip for this, but... Or maybe it was on her Instagram account. It might have been on Diana Nyad's Instagram account. A lot of the music in this was the actual soundtrack that she used for her swim.
Yeah, I think you sent that one to me because it was talking specifically about Heart of Gold.
So it was on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. So apparently, you know, these songs aren't cheap. And that was one of the things that she mentioned in that clip. So that they kept like that like genuine nature of like down to like what she was basically singing.
Yeah, when she was swimming. That's fantastic. And a great just detail that they kept with it. But yeah, the whole soundtrack was so, so good in this movie. The intense moments, how were you like holding onto your sides, like shaking back and forth watching these scenes?
Well, I was shaking because I had a fever.
Okay.
But yes. Like I got a fever.
Like the shark scene?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The shark scene, the jellyfish scene, the storm.
When she starts screaming fire.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, oh my God. Yeah. That one got me. That one got me good.
Yeah. That was tough. So great moments of intensity really just like keep you on the edge of your seat. I love that this movie, it doesn't glaze over the questions, like the random questions that we have when you think about a person swimming for 2 days straight. And they do a great job at it because they literally put Diana Nyad in front of a group of kids and have her explain it to children, which we are the children. We are the ones asking, where do you poop when you are swimming for 2 days? Do you poop yourself? And the answer is yes.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. I like that. We are the children.
I do also love like them going into the logistics of raising money for the swim and going into, you know, all of these things that you don't think about. Like the sharks. Like, oh, you can't put her on a spotlight, so we need, like, red light because no sea creature will be attracted to red light. You know, all of these things, which I thought was really, really smart and definitely I had questions about.
I mean, I thought it was fascinating how they went into the logistics of the weather. I didn't even consider the weather. I just thought, like, okay, it has to be a few nice days in a row. But it was like, no, that swim, regardless of how good of a swimmer you are, and regardless of your age, if you don't have the weather working in your favor, it's actually not possible. So I thought that, and then how they created that makeshift lane for her.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Also, this is just another level.
not only the weather, but like the currents. Like the whole point of Bartlett is like, oh, I need to know the sea in and out. Like I need to be aware of where that current is going to take us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also thought that it was a great use of archive footage. Like they did a really good job of splicing together like Annette Bening swimming and then also like the actual footage of Diana Nyad, her actual voice. I thought that was fantastic.
I agree. That was one of my highs too. Yeah. It was also cool because you got to see how like the makeup just looked fantastic in this movie.
Yeah.
And those glasses though, those glasses, Bonnie's glasses, I think might have stolen the shoe.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were spot on. I said that this was truthfully, I think this is severely underrated, but the relationship dynamic just between Annette Bening and Jodie Foster here, I mean, it was seamless. It was like, I would have just thought that they were like besties forever. And like this, they didn't even have to try. I mean, that's how genuine it looked in nature, really.
Yeah, I don't think that I've ever seen Annette Bening in anything else, which is kind of sad. Maybe I have, but I've definitely seen Jodie Foster in things, and she's just a phenomenal actress. Both actresses really knocked it out of the park.
And I'll send you that Netflix clip, because one of the things that Diana Nyad had said was basically like, if it wasn't you, Annette Bening, it was going to be nobody. And Bonnie had said, like, she really wanted Jodie Foster to play her. So there wasn't, like, this long cast of options for people. It was like, these are the people who we think would do the best job. And then it worked out. And I think that that, like, success story, that, like, side quest success story in the process of making this success story, I just think that that's such a beautiful thing.
No, I agree.
I don't have any lows. I'm going to be honest with you.
Here's like, my only low. May I provide a low? All
right.
And this, again, this is only my opinion. At times, I felt like the flashbacks were a little distracting and were filler. And I understand the importance of the flashbacks. Like,
you're talking about when she was a kid with that coach.
Yes. I understand the importance of that. I wish that they were not as graphic as they were. And I also wish that it wasn't so constant. Like, I get that the point of those are like, you know, she's doing this. She's, you know, swimming. But like her brain is kind of wandering back to being a young girl. And like this is the trauma that she's healing from. But I feel like we didn't need to see everything from her past. Because when she gave her monologue, when she talked about like him dying and talking with Bonnie, I felt like that was much more of an important story. And I would have liked just that to be the main thing that came out of her past, as opposed to us seeing exactly what happened.
Okay. So I was going to say, I just feel like it was a little bit of a weird middle ground. Like if you're going to use those clips, use them more or use them less. Like hint that she's had a troubled past or bring up a court case where there's been success or failure and how that's driving her to keep going.
Yeah.
But a lot of what we get is like, I don't want to be known as a victim. And like, I get that. And I have nothing but respect for that mentality, mm-hmm. you know, that's not it at all. But I'm saying in terms of telling the story, like give us something more from that so we can kind of close that story and just focus on all of these things from your past and present, getting you to this hurdle that you're trying to get over. Or give us a lot less of it and just hint that she's had some stuff happening. So, I could say either much more or much less, I think.
I would say it needed to be much less, in my opinion.
I want to find out, like, if, like, justice... I mean, I'm assuming that justice wasn't served and that's why they couldn't give us more.
Well, no, she even said it in her story. She, like, Diana and I, well, Annette Bening, as Diana Nyad says, like, you know, we took him to court. Like, there was mention of it. I would have liked to I would have liked some flashbacks, but I would have liked the majority of the story come from 60-year-old Diana Nyad and not just us seeing it in a flashback.
Okay.
That's what I would have liked.
If you have more of it, that story, the storyline told through that lens, as opposed to...
Yeah, because I feel like
us
that's...
experiencing her flashbacks with her.
Yeah, I feel like that's her saying it is so much more important than those flashbacks that we received.
Okay.
So, that was my feeling there. Not necessarily a big low, but other than that, I loved when she was, like, tripping and she was, like, having delusions. You don't even think about that when you've, like, swimming for so long that, oh, she's just going to start hallucinating.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And Bonnie's like, just go with it. Okay.
What did you eat?
Like I said, I watched this incredibly hungover.
So we're not eating for a snack break.
Well, I did. I was a hungry hungover. I ordered sushi and a Diet Coke.
That was the cure-all?
I don't know. It worked.
Okay.
It was great.
I was in my floozy season, so I was strong into my tea and Ricola game. Not much else to say here. Okay. So, expectation versus reality. Let me just say that for this segment, I was unsure where to start because I thought this was going to be like Olympic swimming. I guess that's where I'll start because mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be more focused on the Olympics. And then I was not expecting us to like see five tries. I didn't even think that it was that many. So like these two expectations kind of happened one after the other because I pretty much went into this blind. I just knew it was about like, I knew it was going to be like a success story about swimming, but I didn't really have much in terms of like known expectations of like, I can expect this and I can expect that. And I was like, oh no, maybe this, that's what my head did.
Yeah. I guess I also thought something similar. I was expecting like a run of the mill, inspirational sports movie with long dramatic pauses and like, she believed so she could. And she did, which like, fine. But this was so much more than that, because I think at the end of the day, you fall in love with the characters of Bonnie and Diana because their friendship is so infectious. They just seem like real people out there in the world. And well, they are, but they seem so real. The story, you know, it didn't take those dramatic pauses that most sports movies take and do, that's Chariots of Fire. Like, you know, just the inspirational music in the background. I cried, not just because I was hungover and emotional. I just felt like this was so inspiring. And she is so, it is a moving movie.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it.
Did you have an IRL moment?
I mean, Bonnie's Diet Coke habit is way too real. They don't mention it, but we've seen Bonnie with too many Diet Cokes.
Danielle's keeping track.
But also, in the beginning, like going to the store for one thing, buying a bunch of other things, and forgetting the one thing you went for.
That was mine! I've never related so much with a character than Bonnie in the first 2 minutes she's on camera. She goes to Petco and she's like, I forgot the poop bags. And she's like, Bonnie, that's the whole reason we went to Petco. And then Bonnie goes, I know, it's okay. Come on, we're going to get some steps in. Never in my life have I related more with a character / 60-year-old woman.
That was the moment where I was like, I'm going to like these ladies. There's something about these ladies I like. That's a real life thing. I can imagine that happening.
I mean, my first IRL moment was boring, and I wrote, like, I also give a decent amount of speeches, but mine are nowhere near as long as Diana's. But no, I went back, and I looked, and I was like, oh, no, this is going to be me. This is me now, but it's also going to be me.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
My steps in. Oh, okay, we did it.
We did it all.
use it at all. So, friends, we are taking a break next week because now it's Danielle's turn to be crazy.
I'm going to Bowser's Castle next week.
This is your new island.
It's my new island.
And so while she's at Bowser's Castle, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about Dune Part 2.
Dun, dun, dun. Which we did. Or should I say Dune, Dune, Dune.
Oh my God. I like it.
You liked it?
Do it in that episode.
Okay. Yeah. Dune, Dune, Dune. All right, everyone.
As many as we can. We did Dune Part 1, right?
Yes, we did.
Yes, okay, cool.
Cool. All right, everyone, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Close us out.
Oh, crap, I'm sorry.
Okay, we're on Instagram and Twitter at Hey It's Two Girls. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Classic Cena. Danielle's on Instagram at Danielle Kobayanki. If you'd like to write in a review for Dune 2, and then my birthday episode is going to come out after that, and we're going to watch The Big Lebowski. So if you have a review for that, definitely email us, DM us. But you can email us at twogirlswatchtv@gmail.com, twospot.two, and the YouTube channel is Two Girls Drink Beer.
All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekends, and we'll catch you, not next week, but the week after.
After.
Bye.
Bye.